episode 1187, Common But Not Normal.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for an extraordinary Wellness Wednesday? Well, it's time to get it on. We're talking about common, but not normal. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, in health and wellness, there are some things that are common but not normal. And those commonalities can deter you from your healthy goals. The last thing you want is to derail your goals with what you think is normal, but it's actually common. Think about it. How common is obesity today? It's undeniably true. We think it's so real that it's normal. However, just because it's common doesn't mean we all should be comfortable about being overweight. It's not normal. Now let's consider eating fresh foods. This one kind of really shocked me when I found the statistic. How many Americans, yes, I'm picking on us here in the U.S., are actually eating the daily recommendation? What do you think it is? Only 1 in 10 Americans are eating the recommended daily amount of fruits and veggies, according to a study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. 1 in 10. Wowzers. I mean, that should really make you stop and think. And then take it to your children. Look at your own family. Of your family members, how many are eating fresh fruits and veggies? And I'm not talking about the powdery things that you make, smoothies, protein shakes, and all of that. No, I'm talking about fresh fruits and veggies. Unfortunately, most of us, including myself, we're not getting it in, or I don't get it in all the time. Now, yes, full disclosure, I do use supplements because of the way my body is, which we're going to talk about this here in a little bit later, how our body is made up. I have to take things differently. I can't eat the same way that everybody else eats. You know me and my root beer floats, right? Oh my goodness. If it wasn't for the sugar in root beer floats, I probably would be fine. But there's something called sugar. Carbohydrates, and they have an attack on my body. You see, remember, everything our body takes in is a what? Chemical reaction. It doesn't matter if it sees an apple or a cupcake. It says, oh, ooh, okay, this is a carbohydrate. I'm going to turn it into a sugar, and this is what I'm going to do with it. I'm either going to use it or store it. That's your only option. That's it. For my body, oh, man, if only my body knew. But for some reason, God created me the way I am. So even though him and I have very intimate conversations about my carbohydrates and sugar, I have to accept it. And so for me, fresh fruits and vegetables, they look a little bit different. Understand, it's going to look different for everybody. And that's where we have to understand common, but not normal. We have run into this huge dilemma because food is just at our fingertips. We don't have to work to get to eat. It's crazy. In the olden days, go back as far as Bible times even. If you wanted food, you had to go out, prepare it, whether it was kill it, pull it from the ground, you had to wash it. You may have had to have done a few other things if it was an animal of some form or fashion. And some of you are like, Christiane, I'm eating breakfast. Hold on here. Okay, I'm not trying to gross you out. What I'm trying to say is just because something is common, think about processed food, doesn't make it normal. Just because we can go and have chips and salsa every single meal, which I'm so for chips and salsa. I love them. But for me, there's carbohydrates in there. And my body says, whoa, hold on here. But for some of us, we have no intentionality of it all controlling what we put in our bodies. Oh, well, everybody else does it. And oh my gosh, you should see my girlfriend. She can eat that every single night and nothing happens to her. Are you your girlfriend? No, you're not. You're you. We got to look at common, but not normal. Now, just because this is common when we're talking about eating fresh fruits and vegetables, definitely does not make it normal. Again, we're filling up on those processed foods, leaving no room for what? The real stuff. We need the real stuff. Normal? No. Common? Yes. The key here is looking at your health regimen. Did you know you had a regimen? I sometimes hear that word and I'm like, oh man, that word kind of scares me. I really don't want to have a regimen. But we have a regimen. Most of us don't look at our life as a regimen, like something we do all the time. What time do you have dinner? I know for us in certain seasons of our life, we would be having dinner at 8:30 at night. Crazy, I know, but it worked for our family. Other seasons, we've had it at between 6 and 6:30. Some people have told me they have dinner at 5 o'clock. I think, honestly, for my family, my children would be starving by the time they go to bed because they come home and they have a snack. It's just how our kitchen works. And we do our homework. We do everything before. And then we have our dinner and our downtime and we come together as a family. Now, there's no right or wrong here. You can figure out commonalities in both of these, but just because one is doing it and you can find more of that doesn't make it normal. It may be common, but it's not necessarily normal. So you need to be looking at your health regimen to see if you're using common things, listen to this, common things as an excuse to keep you from reaching your normal things. That's a mouthful. Because what happens is if you're sitting here and using, oh, well, you know, everybody else does it, so that's normal, right? No, just because everybody around you in your family is overweight doesn't mean you should be too. Just because everyone in your family doesn't work out doesn't mean you shouldn't be exercising. We need movement in our bodies. God created our bodies to move. If we're not moving enough, then in actuality, we really don't need a lot of fuel. And most of us are eating way too much for what we actually do. I know this is a harsh reality, but I'm not going to sit here and gloss over things just because. We're talking about your health, your well-being. God created you on purpose for a purpose, and for you to sit here and ignore what you're doing currently in your life is ignoring God himself, your creator, the one who said, I love you. He breathed life into you. So let me say this again. The key here is looking at your health regimen to see if you're using common things as an excuse to keep you from reaching your normal things. And you got it. That stuff that is common is a way of acceptance into our vocabulary and our mindset. We're like, oh, if everybody's doing it, it's okay. It's normal. I can do it. So it's an excuse. And when we have that in our vocabulary, our mindset is what happens? We're not doing anything wrong. Everybody else is doing it. So should we. Just because everybody is drinking and consuming soda all the time or pop, depending upon what part of the country you're in, whatever you call it, those soda things that are filled with nothing but sugar, you might as well get a, you know, I'm just saying, go grab some sugar because that's all you're doing to your body. But that's for another episode. What's happening is we're saying when we make something common and normal, we make it an equal. We're saying, okay, I accept that it's awesome. Now I don't have to work as hard. I can just sit back and relax and live my life. The stuff that is common is a way of acceptance into your vocabulary, into your mindset. The commons distract us from the truth. If it's common, isn't it normal too? No. Big N-O. Red flag. You want your health back? You want to live a vibrant, joyful life? It's time to bury the commonalities and do what works for your body, your health. Create your normal for your body. And that is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Create your normal for your body. It's not about what's common. It's what's normal for you. You might be listening, and I tell my story all the time about root beer floats. One of these days, I'm just going to have a root beer float, and we're going to have a good time together. I don't get root beer floats very often anymore. In fact, honestly, I cannot remember the last time I've had one. It's had to have been years. Years. I'm talking years and years. And I love them. But they so hate me. It gets in my body, and all of a sudden, the coyotes are going off. It's horrible. You can hear it from two rooms away in the house. They're like, Mom, you're howling. No, it's just my stomach. Thank you very much. We have to look at our bodies and understand and take responsibility for what we are or are not doing for it. You have one body, one. And as high tech as we're getting and as advanced as we are in science, you're not going to have a body to replace your old one. When that time comes, I pray I will see you on the other side in heaven. But we don't want to get there. So you need to create your normal for your body. And it first starts with a simple question. You know I'm all about simple. The Keep It Simple strategy. The simple question is this. Why do I do what I do? Why do you do what you do? You can ask this question for absolutely anything. Why do I do the laundry the way I do it? Why do I cook the way I do? Why do I go grocery shopping? Why do I buy shoes the way I do? The way you eat. Why do you eat that way? The way you exercise. Why do you exercise that way? There are some people who just get this natural rush. It's like so cool. And it's this energy that they can't explain from running. I know, I get it too. I just can't run as much anymore because, well, that's for another episode. But I love running. I love being out in nature. I don't like running on the treadmill. When it's cold outside, when we were up north, oh yes, I would be on the treadmill or on the elliptical because that's the only thing I had. Because I was not going to be in the wind chill of negative 30 outside running. I know my Canadians, bless you. In Iceland, bless you. But I cannot do that. My body just, no, it won't do it for me. That's not my normal. Create your normal for your body. Why do you do what you do? Then you must, I want you to hear that, you must be intentional. Intentional. Now, I'm not going to gloss over this one either because this is the most challenging of all because it's draining. It is exhausting. It's like literally working another full-time job and you're like, oh my gosh, I already work one full-time job. I have the family, and that's my second full-time job. And then for some of you, okay, don't smile. Yeah, the hubby's a full-time job. I know. Giggle, giggle. And then you're thinking, but I have my volunteer work and my community involvement. That's like a half-time job. By the time I'm done, I've got like five full-time jobs, and you're wanting me to do this too? Yep, I am. You owe yourself that much to be exhausted and add on this full-time job. Because if you are not doing this, there is no way you can live the life that God has dreamed for you. His plans, you're going to kill him. I know, I'm being really, kind of harsh, very blunt. But I think it's important that we really understand and gain a grip as to what we're doing. I read so many different articles from all over the world. I read studies. I read books. I have enough books right now to start my own small library. It's ridiculous. Seriously, I could open a real library from the kids' books to the adult books. I got them all. But the thing is no one's really being the raw honesty that God is. And that's what I want you to hear today. God wants you to be intentional with your life. God wants you to be intentional with your body. That's your health and well-being. It's your overall wellness. It's your whole self, mind, body, and spirit. You have to be intentional. So yes, it is going to be draining. It is going to be exhausting. You're going to have to think about it because you can't rely on your habits because old habits die hard. You'll have to do a double take knowing that you are doing what works for you. I know for me, I tell you over and over again, you're probably like, Christiane, stop telling me the carbohydrate story. I know that my body is the way it is, and I'm okay with that. But that doesn't mean that every single time I walk into that pantry, that I'm not tempted by the chips, that I'm not tempted by the fresh bread, that I'm not tempted by donuts, that I'm not tempted, if I go to the freezer, the ice cream, the root beer. The temptation is always there, and guess what? It always will be. And God and I have had these conversations. I'm like, Lord, why did you put this on earth if I can't have it? My problem is what? I'm looking at what's common and saying, but it's normal. It's normal because it's common. And God's saying, no, it's not. Just because it's common doesn't mean it's your normal. That's what you need to be listening for today. Why do you do what you do? And you must be intentional. Remember, it's not about being common. It's about being you. God created you so uniquely. And I don't want you to make light of yourself. We hear that. People say, oh, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're loved. And we take it in. And for that maybe second and a half, you feel like, okay, I feel blessed. I feel good. And then reality sinks back in. No, I want you to know how precious you are. God loves you right where you're at. It doesn't matter the number on the scale. It doesn't matter the number on the tag. It doesn't matter the number around your thigh or around your waist or your shoe size. The number doesn't matter. He's looking at your heart. And at the same time, when he looks at your heart, he wants you to know. And he wants to know that you are being intentional with the life that he has given you. So don't get trapped in the common and just making it normal. What's normal is what works for you. You need to be you. Now, this is a lot to take in. And I know maybe, yes, it's a little blunt. I don't like to beat around the bush. I may be coming off very stern. I'm putting on my mama pants today, my big girl pants. And I'm telling you that Jesus loves you, but you need to be responsible for your actions and your health and your well-being. If your resolution was to lose weight, how is that going for you? I am not saying that you have to be perfect. No, no, and no. I am so not perfect. Man, my move that we just took, talk about crazy. We ate out more than I wanted to. Why? Well, we honestly didn't have much of a choice. At one point, I had no refrigerator because my refrigerator died. Then at another point, I had no hot water heater. We had to get a new one. It was one thing after another. Talk about stress. Talk about cortisol overload. Oh, I was beyond crazy. I still don't know. I look back and my mom came to visit us out here at the new house. And I just looked at her and I said, Mom, how in the world did we do it? And she goes, honey, I don't know. I said, well, I do know. I said, it was only by God. He had all of his angels working overtime. I still do not know how we walked out of that house after cleaning it, all the craziness that happened. And oh, there was lots of craziness, still stories to tell. Lots of stories to tell. But somehow God provided me exactly what I needed. Even though I was stressing, yes, I ate junk food. Why? Because it was convenient. I couldn't starve myself to death. Was it best for my body? Oh no, the coyotes were going off all the time. So not only was I miserable from moving, but it was, you know, from the chaos, but my body was going through, well, a war in itself. And finally, we get settled here. And it took a few weeks, almost to a month. I had to get the kids in school, new, you know, everything, just It was all brand new. And then I had to start working on the house, and I'm still living out of boxes. I'm here to tell you that just because life is common and what you see around you doesn't mean it's going to be the same for you. It's not the normal. You're going to mess up. So you haven't lost all the weight that you wanted to by now. Guess what? Tomorrow is a new day. Oh, wait. It's not tomorrow. It's your next meal is a new day. Are you going to be tempted when you walk into that pantry? Are you going to sit there and go, oh my gosh, chips and salsa. It would be a great 2-3 o'clock afternoon snack because I'm kind of getting tired anyway. Really? What is that going to do for you? Instead, go grab an apple and some almonds. If you don't like an apple and some almonds, go grab some celery and some hummus or peanut butter. Yum. Much better for you. Is it chips and salsa? No. I would much rather have chips and salsa. But you know what? Your body's going to say, yes. And you know what? A day later, you're going to be like, I actually did that. I actually stayed away from that temptation. And guess what? It gets easier. Maybe you truly are struggling. You're like, gosh, darn it. I'm trying to work on my fitness. And I'm doing my HIIT like you've told me. I'm trying to do these just burst training sessions because honestly, I don't have time. I have about 15 minutes in my day. But you know what? Now the 15 minutes have faded. I don't even have that anymore. I'm kind of done. You are worthy. You need to take care of you. Because if you don't, you cannot take care of the ones you love. Maybe you need some help today and you're going, gosh, I need a restart. We all need a restart. We all need a refresh. We need to get back in the groove. Let me help you with that. It is scary reaching out to someone, especially when you hear that they're a coach and it's hard to imagine, what is that really like? Well, I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. It's a time that you and I come together. And we actually have a coaching session. And you and I talk specifically about where you're at in life. Right now, with the subject of it being Wellness Wednesday, yes, it can be health and wellness. But if it's something else, we can talk about that. When you click on that link, take AIM in the show notes. A little form will pop up. That form comes directly to me. You will be hearing back from me, and we will set up a time for you and I to talk. I believe in you and you are worthy. God did not create a mess for you. He blesses you in the messes that you're in. He blesses you when you fail. But the thing is we can't use that as an excuse either because, come on, I'm being real. It's easy to say, well, you know, it's another day. Those chips and salsa, yeah, if I don't get in that workout, not a big deal. The problem is it's not a big deal maybe that one time, but what happens when it's 6 months down the road and you haven't gotten away from, oh, it's just that one time, because the next day is, oh, it's just this one time. Oh, wait, it's just this one time. Common, but not normal. We all have it. We all fall into that trap. Don't get trapped in the common. Find what is normal for you and create your normal. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.